is Envy Energy Leaning to Kaiso's EDEM, written by Robert Mullen. An Envy Energy executive has provided the strongest public indication yet that the Nevada utility is poised to choose Kaiso's extended day-ahead market, EDAM, over SPP's markets, plus. Dave Rubin, Federal Energy Policy Director at Envy Energy, offered the insight May 22 at a joint session of the Kaiso Board of Governors and Western Energy Imbalance Market. W Energy offered the insight May 22 at a joint session of the Kaiso Board of Governors and Western Energy Imbalance Market, WEIN, governing body. A member of the Westwide Governance Pathways Initiatives Launch Committee, Rubin spoke during the committee's presentation on the initiative's proposal to alter the governance structure of Kaiso's WIAM and, by extension, the EDAM, which will extend the capabilities of the real-time WIAM. Step one of the Pathways proposal calls for the WIAM's governing body to assume primary authority over WIAM/EDAM matters, elevating its power from the joint authority it currently shares with the Kaiso Board over such matters. The move represents the limit of ISO governance changes that can be made under current California law, according to legal analysis performed for the Pathways Initiative. See Western RTO Group Floats Independence Plan for EDAM, WIMEN. Step 2 of the plan seeks to create a durable governance structure with a fully independent board that has sole authority to determine the market rules for EDAM and WIAM, which will require changes to California law, something Pathways Initiative backers are pursuing through engagement with the legislature. See Pathways Initiative to act fast on stepwise governance plan. In speaking at the May 22 meeting, Rubin said step one inspires confidence, not only for moving to a form of solid independent authority at some point over the EDAM and EIN in step two, but also for the continued engagement of the pathways as we expand market services for the benefit of our customers. Rubin said Envy Energy has been impressed by the engagement and encouragement around step one and the Pathways Initiative by Kaiso's staff and board and the YYM's governing body that we believe demonstrate a common understanding of the importance of independent market governance. It's certainly one thing to discuss that as a goal, but it's far more meaningful to take concrete actions to further that objective. And accordingly, for Envy Energy, we've strongly supported the work of the launch committee, and it clearly helps inform our market evaluation, he said. While Rubin's comments fell well short of an announcement in favor of EDAM, they came during a week when multiple electricity industry sources in the West told RTO Insider that Envy Energy officials have been circulating the idea that the utility plans to join the ISO day-ahead market, but probably won't make an announcement before filing with Nevada regulators. The utility did not respond to a request for comment. Envy Energy in key position. An Envy Energy decision in favor of EDAM would be pivotal for Kaiso and the Pathways Initiative for at least two reasons. First, because of its central location in the West, Envy Energy's transmission network has been a key transit point for energy transfers or wheel-throughs among balancing authority areas of WIAM participants since it joined the market in 2015. It likely would continue to fulfill that vital function for the EDAM, while also hindering the ability of potential markets plus participants in the Northwest and Desert Southwest from transacting freely with each other. Second, the Pathways proposal stipulates that Kaiso's filing of WIAMI Authority tariff changes with FERC wouldn't be triggered until EDAM obtains implementation agreements from a set of geographically diverse WIAM participants representing load equal to or greater than 70% of the Kaiso BAA annual load in 2022. The EDAM last month secured a full commitment from Pasayef Corp and has received tentative but solid commitments from Balancing Authority of Northern California, Idaho Power, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and Portland General Electric. Given that a utility of Envy Energy's size and location would provide the trigger for Kaiso to file the Step 1 change once it emerges from the ISO's stakeholder process. A study published this year by the Brattle Group showed Envy Energy could earn as much as $149 million in annual benefits as a member of EDAM versus a top-end benefit of $16 million in markets, plus see Envy Energy to reap more from EDAM than markets plus, report shows.